Subsistence users are blaming gold miners and regulators for failing to take into account the negative impacts that mining has on other resources around Nome. Yesterday at Old St. Joe's, officials from various state and local agencies held a public meeting for community members and miners. In front of more than 100 people, some government representatives, like Jim Menard with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, used the opportunity for points of clarification around fishing nets.
We just ask you to stay 300 feet from the nets, 300 or more feet from the nets.
Others, like Coast Guard Lieutenant Brierly Ostrander, says regulatory policies are voluntary and others are required.
Pollution reporting is mandatory. If you spill oil in the water, even if it's just like a hydraulic hose breaks, a little bit runs over, you're required to call the Coast Guard National Response Center. Not optional, mandatory.
But the tone set by officials, including those from Nome, like City Manager Josie Banky, was generally one of mutual cooperation.
Nome and mining kind of go hand in hand, so hope that you would just enjoy your time here, be safe, help keep our town clean.
That was not necessarily the tone struck during the public comment, however. The vast majority of speakers were subsistence users expressing frustration with gold miners, but especially with state and federal officials and the Department of Natural Resources in particular. Brandon Amasuk is the subsistence director at Kowarik.
The negative impact that you've had on the local people it's just that, it's negative. I am questioning DNR's permitting process for offshore mining. Local residents are fed up with the treatment that they are being dealt. At times, it even seems that non-local miners who are only here for the money and then leave are given preferential treatment, and the residents are stuck with the aftermath.
Many of the comments came from people from Teller and Brevik Mission, who drove more than 70 miles to Nome for the meeting. They offer testimony against a permit currently under review that would allow a barge-sized vessel to dredge in Grantley Harbor, just east of Port Clarence. Carolyn Aquilic spoke for the city and tribe in Teller. She says the community only learned of the permit application 2 days before, though approval could bring up an operation as early as this season.
Mining and dredging will only hurt our local communities. We strongly discourage the thought of mining and dredging in the Port Clarence, Grantley Harbor, and Tuckship Channel.
Not everyone agreed with the condemnation or with the idea that traditional values should take priority over mining. One speaker, who did not give his name, spoke passionately about what Nome's gold mining sector brings to the community.
I mean, right now, most of the miners, we are also living off the land. Okay, and if we want to help the further generations, how can we help them? They got to understand the time right now. How can you stop mining? How can you say people got to stop mining? No, this is not acceptable.
The meeting was led by Scott Pexton, the chief of mining for the Department of Natural Resources, who wrapped up the public comments to allow attendees time to speak one-on-one with the assembled officials. He clarified that while the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Environmental Conservation are reviewing a permit in the waters near Brevik Mission and Teller, he says the department has complied with statutes on filing public notice. DNR uses an online portal for submitting public comment, which are looked at as permit applications are reviewed. You can find more information on regulations and requirements for offshore mining in Nome on our website at knom.org, including DNR's resource and permitting guide.